investments and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey gang, welcome. Welcome to National Bugle Radio. I hate to even cut off that music. That's good. I'd like to have it play the whole way through, but anyway, welcome. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2017, and this is National Bugle Radio. I'm Patrick Slattery. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. republicbroadcasting.org, where you can always go and click on the donate link and send a little Christmas present to keep this party going. I will be taking calls today, and that number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Well, There's always a lot going on. Where to start? Well, you know, a couple days ago, I was watching Tucker Carlson, It was Lou Dobbs, and I wasn't watching it. I was listening to it. And he had on John Bolton, the former ambassador to the United Nations, the well-known neocon, the person that I guess it was Bill Kristol and that Never Trump crowd were trying to meme into being the Assistant Secretary of State. Thankfully, he's not the Assistant Secretary of State, but he's still around, John Bolton, and they were talking about how wonderful it was that the United States had vetoed a measure condemning or requesting the United States to withdraw its recognition that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish people. Of course, it's a meaningless gesture one way or the other. It's a meaningless, not completely meaningless. It was a stupid thing to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's simply switching around the signs in front of buildings that already exist in Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv. The change of the embassy isn't going to happen anytime soon, but it's a stupid thing to do. But, of course, for, you know, the other countries to believe that they're standing up for justice by demanding that the United States withdraw this gesture is also even more meaningless gesture, because A, there's no reason to believe the United States is going to do it, and B, it doesn't put any genie back in the bottle. There's still outrage. And C, why a meaningless gesture when you still got Israel that is ethnically cleansing this ground, and Israel that is amassing all sorts of weapons, nuclear weapons, and delivery vehicles from these Dolphin-class submarines supplied, often free of charge, by the German government in a suicidal move. The Jericho intercontinental ballistic missiles, which could strike the United States. And, of course, Israel with one of the maybe third largest air force in the world. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah, so it's really going to, these little gestures in the United Nations are going to do anything. But at any rate, there you had John Bolton. And John Bolton was saying how envious he was of Nikki Haley for being able to cast that vote vetoing the resolution. And, of course, Lou Dobbs was amening it. And they're just such despicable people. Now, Nikki Haley, also a despicable person. I wanted to bring up Nikki Haley. She's been visibly, from day one, insubordinate, because the UN ambassador, even though it is a cabinet-level job, it is underneath the Secretary of State. And I shouldn't say underneath, because Nikki Haley's particular history with being underneath and being on top. But at any rate, you know, Rex Tillerson comes out and talks about dialogue with North Korea or dialogue with Russia, and then Nikki Haley will go out and puke out the Jewish talking points, you know, that basically threatening war with the rest of the world, because her Jewish handlers tell her so. For those of you who don't recall, Nikki Haley, she does have this... I mean, we're in the age of Me Too-ism. And I guess my response to Me Too is, who cares? But because we're in the age of Me Too... And when I say who cares, it's not as if I'm saying that you know, I'm not endorsing rape, I'm not endorsing these things. But what we know is that a lot of what's coming out now is pretty minor stuff, and B, a lot of it's accusations that are simply accusations and nothing more. But seeing as now an accusation is grounds for resignation, I'm just going to remind people that you have this conservative blogger, Will Folks, who wrote the Faith in the Sound blog. He's a member of the Washington Post political blog network, or used to be at least, and he wrote a very, very detailed story starting several years ago. Prior to my marriage, I had an inappropriate physical relationship with Nikki. So again, his name's Will Folks. I'm not going to go into the lurid details, and they are lurid. I'm not going to go into those details. You can check it out for yourself. But it's not just that. It also, you had this South Carolina lobbyist named Jerry Marchant, if it's a French pronunciation, and he said that he had a one-night stand with Nikki Haley during a 2008 trip to Salt Lake City for a conference on school choice. When Marchant's wife divorced him, Nikki Haley was named in the divorce case as the other woman. So we have this. Of course, she's denied it, but denying it wasn't of any use to Judge Moore now, was it? I don't care. Whatever. But I'm just saying. I'm throwing that out there for anybody who is interested. The reason I despise Nikki, I was going to call her Nicki Minaj, might as well, Nikki Haley is because she is such a horrible shill. And of course, with this with the Zionists like Bill Kristol and the rest trying to, I will use a younger terminology here, trying to meme Rex Tillerson into resignation. In other words, they keep putting out these rumors and hoping the rumors will be self-fulfilling. They're trying to get Rex Tillerson out of the way with Bannon gone, with Flynn gone. Rex Tillerson is the highest profile person who endorses America First and anything like what President Trump was talking about on the campaign trail. I guess you still have speechwriter Steve Miller. I don't know how much influence he has, but you're getting down to, you know, with Rex Tillerson gone, you would have a thoroughly establishment Republican, Jewish, neocon-dominated foreign policy establishment. Not necessarily staffed by Jews, but by these people like Nikki Haley, like H.R. McMaster, who, for the most part, buy into all these Jewish narratives about Russian threats and Iranian threats and North Korean threats. So it's kind of serious business. And so Nikki Haley could very well be the next Secretary of State. That seems to be what she's gunning for, and what a disaster that would be. What else do we have going on? We have, this is something I was talking to Dr. Duke about today, you have these assertions, which have come out in Politico, which is some online magazine, again, Zionist magazine, from a writer, a reporter, Josh Meyer. Josh Meyer, who's asserting that in order to promote the or to get the Iran nuclear deal through, that President Obama and his DEA were willing to turn a blind eye to drug running by Hezbollah. And so they talk about cocaine shipments. Now, I was watching Tucker Carlson, was it last night or the night before? And, you know, this is the level that things have sunk to. So the assertions, which I certainly don't take at face value, but the assertions that you've got Hezbollah agents in Latin America involved in cocaine shipments. And in the very next sentence, they're trying to link cocaine shipments to the opiate crisis in the United States. Cocaine is not an ingredient in opiates. It's something completely different, but it doesn't matter. It sounded good. It seemed to make the point. And if people aren't paying attention and just listening with one ear or with one brain cell, then they get that idea. Likewise, yes, Hezbollah is a terrorist organization right up there with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Well, there he got this Jewish person who's, I'm not sure which Jewish person it was, got to mention ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah in the same sentence, which means they're linked. Even though it was Hezbollah, which played a really major role in defeating ISIS in Syria, that Hezbollah had been invited into Syria by President Assad of Syria, that they were part of this alliance he put together to defeat ISIS. ISIS, by the way, which was supported by the United States. It really was. You had the Podesta emails leaked by WikiLeaks showed that Hillary Clinton knew that this $60 billion Christmas present of a world record arms deal to Saudi Arabia, she knew that some of those weapons were going to go to ISIS. Okay, that was revealed. We know Joe Biden, Vice President Joe, Creepy Joe. He's on record, on video, giving a speech at Harvard University where he acknowledges that our allies, our colleagues in Qatar and Saudi Arabia and these other countries, Turkey, that they keep helping ISIS. We got to convince them to stop helping ISIS. This is all known. So yes, ISIS, we were on Team ISIS. Hezbollah was on Team Civilization. And now they're trying to badmouth Hezbollah. Now, do I know that Hezbollah has never been involved in any drug activity? I have no idea. I don't know how governments fund their operations. And Hezbollah is kind of quasi-government. They are effectively the largest party in Iran, in Lebanon, and they back the current government. I mean, I do know that Air CIA, what was it called, Air America, which was run by the CIA, it operated in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War, the 1960s, and it was responsible for all sorts of heroin running, bringing heroin or opium from the Golden Triangle, that region of Burma, Laos, and Thailand, where they come together, and which at the time was a major production source of heroin, and they brought it down, which the Kuomintang, which was the ruling party of China before the communists, and many of them had been in World War II fighting in Indochina against the Japanese, and after the surrender, they stayed there because there was nothing to go back to with the communists having taken over China. They didn't go to Taiwan where Chiang Kai-shek went, but they stayed and were involved in drug running. They were selling drugs to CIA, which brought them down into these opium dens in Saigon to Chinatown, initially to Chinatowns, and the Chinese there's plenty of ethnic Chinese in Vietnam, so in these Chinatowns there was a lot of opium, but of course the American soldiers wound up going there too. And I know a Vietnam vet who to this very day is still on methadone. He shouldn't be, but he is. He got hooked on it at in Vietnam back in the early 70s. So given the American history, and of course you've got Rick Ross, the notorious cocaine kingpin from the 1980s, not the rapper, but Rick Ross, the kingpin, who, after his release from prison, has publicly stated that he was running cocaine in crack into the cities, and he was dealing with the CIA. Can you take this black drug runner at face value? Not necessarily, but there you go. You have there were a lot of people, including crazy Maxine Waters, who's crazy, but there's been lots and lots of people, lots and lots of reports written about this, that the CIA has been involved in all sorts of drug running. And so if the CIA has used drugs to fund its operations so it doesn't have to rely on congressional appropriations, I mean, we know they're involved in gun running. That's what the whole Iran-Contra deal was about. That controversy was gun running. And, you know, you've got the Air America. This type of thing happens. And so can I guarantee to you that Hezbollah hasn't done that? I have no idea. I doubt it, but if they have, I wouldn't be that surprised. You think of governments all around the world. The Soviet government funded itself to a very large extent from vodka taxes, alcohol taxes. And when President Gorbachev went on an anti-alcoholism campaign, it wrecked government finances, and he had to back off. China, in the 1980s, so much of its revenue came from tobacco. And now, in those cases, they are selling with inside. It was legal. It was out front. When we're talking about the CIA in the American ghettos, that's domestic, but it's not legal. It's and then of course, you know, in Vietnam, this Air America operation that was involving foreigners. This stuff goes on, and so has Hezbollah done it? I have no idea. But one thing I do know is those fingers pointing at Hezbollah, they literally have the other four fingers pointing back at them. You've got, in the United States, you've had so much of this. You've had such a history. When you're talking about the Jewish media, you think of the opiate wars. So much history. Okay, we usually have our first break at this time. I'm not sure if we're going to break. But I will reemphasize that I am taking calls. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We've got, it's a big deal. So you've got these two Jewish DEA administrators who covered the entire Bush administration. Actually, the first one, a woman by the name of Michelle Marie Lionheart. She was actually appointed by Bush. Oh, there we go. Must recalibrate my clocks. We will be back after the break.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So I was just going into the DEA, and so we had this George Bush appointed, but Obama era for at least over 6 years, Michelle Marie Lionheart, and she was a administrator. She was somebody who came in and at a time when the opioid crisis was getting more and more out of control, she was pulling back from actions against the pharmaceutical companies. From when she started, you had like 131 enforcement actions against the pharmaceutical companies in 2011, and within 3 years, those fell by more than a third, down to 40. She's also the person, she wound up having to resign eventually when it was revealed that drug cartels from, I guess, Colombia were funding sex parties with prostitutes for DEA agents. Okay, and the agents were getting gifts and weapons and money. And so that was Lionheart. And was succeeded by Chuck Rosenberg, another Jewish individual, just by coincidence. He was selected by President Obama. He had before that been the chief of staff of FBI Director James Comey for 18 months. And he just resigned a couple of months ago because he was dismayed by the Trump administration. So, and never Trumper, but he was still in there up until October 1st. And now what's his gig? His new gig is on MSNBC News. He's a contributor with Rachel on the Rachel Maddow show. So talk about a swamp that badly needed draining. But these two individuals are apparently the sources of the information, the sources of these stories that Hezbollah is running drugs. So, you know, when you turn on, in this case, Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or Lou Dobbs, these people, even on Fox, say nothing of the Rachel Maddow show, and you've got all these Jews who are bad-mouthing Hezbollah, bad-mouthing Iran, who are saying these things, it's like, well, hold on a minute. You know, you, Mrs. Lionheart, pulled back from this real drug crisis, pulled back enforcement, just let the, and, you know, under your watch, under your policies, this opiate crisis exploded, and it's wreaking havoc on our people. And you have, under her watch, for the first time in the history of the United States, the life expectancy for white men is dropping. It's dropping. You've got the life expectancy dropping. You've got the death rates among white men in, you know, late 40s and 50s is extremely high. It's just gone way up. And this is part of it. It's depression. It's opium or opiates. And this is part of it. It's part of this massive attack on us. Okay, I'm going to go to the phone lines. We have David from Massachusetts. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah, Patrick, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, I think this is the first time I've ever listened to your show. I had to ask the board off what your name was. Hey, Patrick, I think this is generally on topic today, but you know what I never hear discussed on Patriot Radio, and it really should be, this obsession with, you know, quote unquote, this great global super Satan, Israel's pit bull attacking Iran. And, you know, when you cut through it all, you know, the real reason this great Satan hates Iran so much, and the great Satan's children hate Iran so much, you know, like these Khazar Jews and so on and so forth, you know, from Central Asia and everything.
And when you're talking about the great Satan, you're referring to the American government. Is that correct? The Zionist American government?
No, this is another thing, and I want to stay on focus here. But this is another
thing. And I want you to stay on, because actually we're coming up to a break, but I want you to hang on so that you can edify us the next segment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And our first-time caller, Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, you were about to make a point.
Oh, yeah, Patrick. I'd get too sidetracked if I started defining who or what the great global super Satan is now. So let me stay on point about Iran. The reason they hate Iran so much, okay, God's enemies hate Iran so much, it's a racial thing. Do you know that Iran actually means the land of the Aryans, the home of the Aryans? In ancient times, Iran was known as Aryan. They hate our race. That's the cradle, the birthplace of the Aryan race, the white race, okay? That's why this great global super Satan is obsessed with exterminating the children of Iran, because it's the home and the birthplace and the cradle of the Aryan race. Have you ever heard that?
Well, the name Iran derives from Aryan, as does Ireland. They both derive from that same root. Yes.
Yeah. Iran actually means the land of the Aryans. It's the Aryan race. Great identity Christian preachers like from La Porte, Colorado, Pete Peters and everything, and all these Earl Jones, and many of them have traced the whole, the Europeans didn't originate in caves, you know, like there's this myth that the Europeans evolved out of, from cavemen and everything. No, they went up through the Caucasus and they inhabited Europe at their birthplace. So, and of course, the demographics change. I mean, the original, present population of Iran is a mongrelized race, but the original pure white Aryan race, you know, migrated up through the Caucasus Mountains. The whole history has been told. Who's the other famous doctor? Anyways, from Scotland, they were just a real expert there. Raymond Capt wrote extensively about it. But Iran, check it out, it means home of the Aryans. It's a racial thing. Those Khazar Jews, okay, and they've possessed our government. The United States of America, there's another thing of confusion. The United States of government, the United States of America and the government, that's not per se the great Satan, but what has happened, and so few people can get this clear in their mind, just as an individual person can become possessed by Satan, can become possessed by the devil, okay, as a la Linda Blair in The Exorcist, a whole nation can become possessed by the great Satan. And this government has been taken over by the servants of the great Satan through secret satanic societies, for example, like the Skull and Crossbones, but then the Freemasons and everything. But this now this government is possessed. It is possessed by the great Satan, and the great Satan took it over through his secret satanic societies. The great Satan works through his people, and this country, the American government, isn't in the possession of the American people anymore. The American government is in the possession of the great global super Satan. And they want to, Iran's pit bull. I mean, Israel's pit bull. And that's why they're obsessed with destroying the children of Iran. They're going to do it, too, unless we stop them, because that's the home of the Aryans. Eustace Mullins wrote a book, The Curse of Canaan, which I have and everything. And I realize not everybody believes in the Bible literally and so on, but, the genealogy of Jesus Christ is given in Luke chapter 3, and he didn't evolve from a caveman. The whole genealogy from Adam right down to Jesus Christ, okay? Mm-hmm. But when Adam and Eve were driven from the Garden of Eden, Eustace Mullins traced their travels. Where do they go from the Garden of Eden? Well, they went to Iran. They went to the home of the Aryans. They were white. Adam and Eve were white. And
Well, listen, David, this show, I don't mind people, referring to the Bible, but I'm not a religious scholar. I do try to study religious texts for their importance in our society today. So the finer details of these biblical accounts would be better recounted elsewhere. I don't mind referring to these things. The latest, you can look at that, the biblical accounts and biblical genealogies is one source of information. I look at the genetic data that's coming out, which is interesting, and it's not the final word either. I'm sure there's going to be more data coming out, and then not everybody's going to want to accept the data that's out there, the conclusions that are being drawn, but one thing you do seem to have is if you look at the history of people in Europe from the end of the Ice Age on, so you're talking about like the past 12,000 years or so, you had the people who, one group of people, you could say one race of people because, they were distinct, that survived the Ice Age in Europe. They seem to have been in Europe and survived the Ice Age in Europe, which are referred to as hunter-gatherers. A second group that came maybe 8,000 years ago that largely displaced them, at least temporarily, and they were from the Middle East. And then a third group that came more recently, and they wound up mixing with these other two groups that remained there. And a lot of the the differences between Northern Europeans, Southern Europeans, East and West has to do with the various admixtures of these three groups. Now, that third group that came from the area that you're talking about, from area between the Caucasus, around the Caucasus Mountains, north of the Caucasus Mountains, the Black Sea, the Caspian Sea, Central Asia, and they're called the Yamnaya, and they're the people that brought almost all the languages to Europe, which, by the way, are very closely related to the languages spoken in Iran.
Right, which they call it Indo-Aryan, just like there's Indo-European, Indo-Aryan. Even the basin between the Euphrates and the Tigris is called the cradle of civilization. the main point I'm trying to make is it's got nothing to do with necessarily the Bible or anything else. It's racial. It's strictly racial. Iran hasn't done anything to us. Iran hasn't done anything to its neighbors. The reason that the great global super Satan wants to exterminate the children of Iran is because it's the birthplace, the cradle, the manger, if you will, of the Aryan race. And with that, I'm going to sign off, Patrick.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, David. Well, so again, I don't mind people bringing up invoking religious text, but this is not primarily a religious show, and so it's not the best place to get into a lot of the details. But it's all interesting, and Iran, yeah, when you watch these news companies, these TV programs that I was mentioning earlier, covering this story about Hezbollah running drugs, they are constantly evoking the Iranian boogeyman. The Iranian boogeyman. And it's a given. It's a given. And nobody, it's been a given for what, 12 years? I guess it's been a boogeyman ever since Saddam Hussein was overthrown. Saddam Hussein may have been the even bigger boogeyman. But certainly since then, Iran has been such a boogeyman. And they've been making up lie after lie after lie. There was the lie about President Ahmadinejad having said that he plans to wipe Israel off the map. And he said nothing of the sort. And even the New York Times, which played a leading role in perpetrating this lie, but their official translation, they actually translated the speech, and in their official translation, he did not threaten to wipe Israel off the map. He merely quoted Ayatollah Khomeini from decades earlier, predicting, not threatening, but predicting that the regime occupying Jerusalem would vanish from the pages of history. Now, wiping off is an active verb. I mean, to wipe off, you're doing something actively. Vanish is disappear, passive. It doesn't imply anybody making it happen. It simply happens. It's a intransitive verb, I suppose. To vanish is an intransitive verb. To wipe off or to wipe would be a transitive verb, implying that somebody is doing something to someone else. So, complete lie, but repeated over and over and over. And because the lie was repeated over and over and over again, then people started saying, and I was on a radio show once where I said that, you know, this is what he said at such and such speech. And then the radio host said, he said it over and over again. I've heard him say it over and over again. Well, you've never heard him say it once because you don't speak Persian, right? All you've heard are translations and mistranslations and referring back to the same speech over and over again, which was a speech, by the way, that these comments were made at a academic conference of people who were studying the Holocaust, and Professor Duke, David Duke, was was at that conference. It was you know, maybe 20 feet away when President Ahmadinejad made the comments. So, I mean, there you go. We know what was said. The New York Times knows what was said. Yet they misreported it over and over and over again. So they've turned Iran into this boogeyman with that lie, with other lies. I can't remember what the other big lie about Iran was for those years. But you know, then the whole nuclear program. Under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the countries are supposed to be divided into two types of countries, the nuclear weapons possessing countries and the non-possessing countries. And there are certain responsibilities of these two categories. Now, one responsibility of a nuclear possessing country like the United States, one of their responsibilities, their obligations, is to never threaten the use of nuclear weapons against a non-possessing country. This is explicit. It's right there in the treaty. Every time the United States says that all options are on the table regarding Iran or any other country, they're violating that, because the option under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the option to use nuclear weapons, and this is has been talked about in Washington, the option of using nuclear weapons against a country like Iran, the any discussion of it, any threat of it, is a violation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And it's the irony is this Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran's supposed non-compliance with the Non-Proliferation Treaty, is the basis of these sanctions against Iran. And yet, Iran's not violating them. Under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, a non-nuclear weapon-possessing country has the right to develop their civilian nuclear industry, their electricity industry. Not only that, but they have the right to expect the assistance of other countries. The Non-Proliferation Treaty promotes nuclear energy, which I don't think is a good thing. I don't like nuclear energy, but the treaty promotes nuclear energy, and it requires the nuclear states to help non-nuclear weapons possessing states in building up their industries. Now, part of having a nuclear industry is processing fuel. And to process fuel, you need centrifuges. I mean, the activities that are being conducted in Iran that have been so problematic have all been legal. They've all been legal under the treaty. Now, what's happened is the United Nations Security Council, which is dominated by the United States, the five veto-possessing countries, are three of them are United States, France, and England, which are all thoroughly Zionist-occupied, the other two being Russia and China. And Russia and China are very, very reluctant to use a veto. I mean, the country that uses a veto the most by far is the United States. China is the one that uses the least. They're very reluctant to use it, so they don't veto these measures. But but there have been these proposals to require Iran to go above and beyond the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, to give up rights that are explicitly granted in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So it's us that's in violation. We're the ones in violation. The United States is. Also, here's one other thing before the break. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty forbids nuclear cooperation with countries that developed nuclear weapons outside of the framework of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And that means it forbids United States from nuclear cooperation with either India, which we do. We had, under the Obama years, or was it even the Bush years, we signed a nuclear deal with India, which is illegal under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and of course Israel. And Israel has received cooperation and assistance on its nuclear program from the United States, from France, from Canada, from Great Britain, in every way conceivable. And that's all illegal. And yet, Iran is the one that's vilified, which is just, it just shows it's all nonsense. I know we just have a few seconds before the break. Regarding North Korea, North Korea had joined the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Israel never did. North Korea joined and was abiding by the terms. And then when it decided to develop nuclear weapons, it withdrew from the treaty along the processes and procedures that are outlined in the treaty. So again, it wasn't in violation. Okay, we are going to break. We will be back in just a few minutes.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the show. So we're headed into Christmas, the Christmas season, and most of us like Christmas. There's
you know, there is the whole issue of Christmas being warped and distorted by people who don't have our best interests in mind. It's been pointed out that a lot of our Christmas songs, not the religious carols, but not Silent Night, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or even White Christmas were written by Jews. And a lot of the commercialism, well, commercial aspects of Christmas, that they were developed really to benefit the department stores, the retailers, that so many of our traditions, our modern material culture traditions revolving around Christmas, miss the point. And this is something that's been made, it's been something that's been a point commonly made. You think back of the Charlie Brown Christmas story where you had Charlie Brown looking for the meaning of Christmas. He's wandering around and finds a Christmas tree, and it's not a very good one, and people don't like him. But in the end, they realize, oh, the Christmas spirit's more about, it's not just about having the biggest tree. The Grinch who stole Christmas, it's not just about, and by the way, Dr. Seuss was not Jewish, but he did look Jewish, and may have had a lot of Jewish friends and may have related to Jews. Wasn't Jewish himself, though. But, the Grinch who stole Christmas, they stole all the presents, all the feast, and yet it was still Christmas. You couldn't stop Christmas from coming. You have a lot of stories like this. So there's something to Christmas. There's something Christian to Christmas. There's also something European to Christmas. And, you know, some Christians point out that, well, Jesus wasn't born in December. He was probably born in the spring or in the summer or some other time. He probably was not born in December. And that indeed there was a Roman holiday, the solstice holiday, the winter solstice holiday, which is something, if you're in a northern climate, like, not just a climate, you're in a northern climate, a cold climate with winters like Europe, but not just that, but if you look on a map, it's amazing how far north in latitude Europe is. You know, we think of Paris in the spring, and Paris being so wonderful. You don't think of Paris as being a cold, forbidding place. I'm looking at my globe right now, and Paris is way farther north than Montreal or Quebec. Paris, well, it's not quite as far as Ketchikan, Alaska, but Hamburg, Germany is farther north than Ketchikan, Alaska. These are very northern latitudes. What does a northern latitude mean? I mean, the climate's not as cold as you would expect because of the Gulf Stream, the Mediterranean Ocean, things like that. But regardless of the climate in a northern latitude, you are going to get very short days in the winter. Winters become very dull. And Christmas is when you've got the shortest day of the year behind you. Days start getting long. And I know how our people welcome that. It's not something that would have occurred to Africans, Amazonian Indians, Aztecs. To our people, getting past that shortly. That's something to celebrate. So we will celebrate Christmas, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. care. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.